Thank you. Make it go away.
Oh, yeah.
You are holy. We will offer you our praise. Somebody said it's coming back real soon. No man know the day or the hour, and maybe more than not a doom.
I started to complain about what I wanted you. I found out you already had the best thing. That is Jesus Christ. He said, knock, the door shall be open. Seek and he shall find. I am the Lord, I'll never leave you behind. I'm
grateful,
grateful. Lord, you let me see somebody.
Oh,
and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
I won't turn around.
No,
I won't. like no one cares. Those would do, no whip to get around. Forget no shine, no homies to be found. You prayed and asked God for help, and he stayed when everyone left. How can you sit there and say nothing good ever comes your way? You have your health, you have your strength, and that's enough to acknowledge you will be.
If it happens. Slip a little bit. Take it to church, Daryl.
I just came to tell you, hold on. Doesn't matter what you're facing right now. The promise of the Lord is that it's temporary inconvenience for permanent improvement. So go on through your Monday. Praise Him on Tuesday. Shout on Wednesday. Glorify Him on Thursday. Get yourself ready Friday. And then get set. Because the Bible says that your weeping may endure for the night, but hold on, because when the morning comes, your joy will be there.
start singing and shouting. Love everywhere. Joy in the air. That's right, y'all. I feel it. Hey!
Come on and put your hands together. We the North Carolina Community Choir just came to tell you a little something. Listen. Whatever you need.
Whatever you need is in God's name.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you need.
He was despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. And this is the part I lack. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole. And by his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. We come to tell you tonight about a love. What love? What love? What love the Father had for me?
Jesus came
that we might have life and have it more abundantly. They carried him to the cross. They whipped him all night long. And he never said a word. Because he loved us. Can I get a witness? He kept dying for you and for me. He knew that we needed the right to sing his praises. And you know what happens? When we talk about his death, I'm glad tonight to know that he died, but something else happened. Can I get a witness? He stayed in the grave for three long days. But one Sunday morning, he got up from the grave. And we like to tell you what happened. And he rose.
And he rose.
Justification.
See trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred lights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces, down the people passing by.
I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do, they're simply saying that I love you.
I hear babies cry, I watch them grow,
yeah.
You know they're gonna learn a whole lot more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful
Guitar player, can you play me that old quartet? That's old, lady. The song says, what a time. It will be when my Savior's face, one day I'm gonna see. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna sing tonight, y'all. Come here. I found me a dance partner. He ain't much taller than me. Come on. I want you to go somewhere with me in your music mind. And think about when we get there. When we cross over. There'll be no more heartaches. No more pain. Somebody say, I got a mother going on. Got a father going on. That's okay. But most of all, somebody said most of all. Most of all, I want to see King Jesus, y'all. Listen.
What a time.
What a time.
It will be.
It will be.
When
my Savior.
Y'all better not get loud.
What a time.
What the Joy Boys gonna do, y'all?
We're gonna
sing,
shout, bless His name.
Let me tell you something.
I can imagine in my mind He's gonna come down from heaven on high. Then we're going home, y'all. to be with him on high. What I like about it, it'll be always high. Never, 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 never goodbye. We'll shout, bless his name. Good God Almighty, what a time. This is the second verse right here. Then he's gonna separate the right from the wrong. All of his children, we're going home. What I like about you, we're gonna shake glad hands. Gonna join the Christian band. And we'll see.
Anywhere.
We
Yeah. stained with blood, so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. Now I know y'all know this part. On a hill far away was an old rugged cross, an emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dear rest and best for a whole world of sinners was slain. Cherish that old rugged cross till my trophy at last I'll lay down. I will cling to that old rugged cross. Oh, I'll exchange it
Good morning to you. I'm Pastor Wilson here with the True Community Church, Siler City, North Carolina. We're so glad you decided to join us today in our worship service. Let's get right to our message today. We're going back to finish up where we left off last time, Hebrews the 4th chapter and the 12th verse. Hebrews the 4th chapter and the 12th verse in the New Testament. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you all so much, all of the international listeners all over the world. We just thank you so much for being with us. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we invoke and we beseech your Holy Spirit to come and lead and guide. Have thine way, O Lord, in this place. Lord, we speak, Lord, speak your words to what you have for your people to hear. Use me as your vessel, Lord. Anoint me ever to fresh. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and let's begin reading at the 12th verse. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword or double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing the soul and spirit, joints and marrow. Sounds like it get very deep, doesn't it? It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. All creation is hidden from God's sight, and therefore is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. Drop down from the 12th verse to the 16th verse. Hebrews the 4th chapter, 16th verse. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Same scripture in a different translation. Hebrews 4th chapter 16 verse, it says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of a need. From that verse, from that scripture, I would like to use for a subject, speak words boldly, just like Jesus. Speak words boldly, just like Jesus. The word boldly is often used as a Greek word that was used in ancient times to refer to freedom of speech. Nothing new, isn't it? It refers to a person who speaks their mind, and who does it straightforwardly, but with great confidence. I know what you're thinking. You know some people who speak their mind. If it comes up, it comes out. But in the New Testament times, freedom of speech was restricted, and people who violated the rules were punished and was often met with resistance, hostility, and much opposition. It just wasn't acceptable in those times. Therefore, when someone freely spoke their mind and their thoughts, they were met with scorn or rebuke. So we see in the ancient time or the Old Testament, they were coming, speaking their mind. In the New Testament, it was restricted. Because the Holy Spirit, we see here in this passage of Scripture here, uses the word boldly, it tells us several important things. First, we know that whenever we approach the Lord in prayer, we need never, underline never, never to fear that we are too frank or too honest or too outspoken or too bold for God, especially when we pour our hearts out to our Father God in heaven or make our requests known for his help. We should never be ashamed to speak exactly what is on our hearts. And therefore, when you go to the Lord, he wants to hear exactly what is on our mind, exactly what we have to say, and that God will not rebuke us telling him exactly what we think. Even if we are wrong, and you know we will be at times, he may correct us or take us to the word to help fix our wrong thinking and our wrong belief. But he is always glad when we come to him and speak freely from our hearts in prayer. Tell God thank you. Just tell him thank you for that opportunity. Tell him, that's right. Tell him thank you for that privilege to be able to come to God and pray. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to be able to carry everything to God in prayer. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by the devil, you remember when the devil took him up high place and up high mountain, showed him the world and said, if you bow down to me, I give you all of this. And so Jesus had already been baptized with the Holy Ghost by John the Baptist, and Jesus had already fasted before this very temptation. And notice in the fourth chapter of Matthew, every time the devil tried to tempt Jesus when he was up on the high mountain showing him the world, Jesus would come back with every temptation and tell the devil exactly what the word of God said. Jesus would come back and said, it is written. And then the devil would tempt Jesus again, and Jesus would come back and said, it was written. And it was written. And he kept on it. That's what we need today. Keep putting the word of God on him. Not talking about opening up your Bible book and throwing the book on him. No, throw the word, the written, holy, inspired word, throw it on him. Speak it back. That's right. Use it as your weapon in warfare. And with what the word of God said, tell him exactly what it said. Jesus didn't fight as a world will fight, but he fought the devil in the spiritual realm and did it with words. Tell him thank you. And whatever is in your heart will eventually come out of your mouth. Well, you know, we talked about that last time. What's in your heart to come out of your mouth. And you need to be careful what you speak out of your mouth. Yes, because words matters and words do have power. You can speak life or you can speak death over the situation, especially when you're under pressure. You have to be very careful then what comes out of your mouth. And for a rule of thumb, when you're under pressure and you're very emotional, that's the time for you to slip away, go somewhere in a quiet place, come down, turn your face to the wall, and turn your heart to God. That's right. So make sure you put the right thing in your heart and guard your anointing, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Proverbs tell us that if thou have done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou have thought evil, lay thine hand upon thy mouth. Oh, put your hand over your mouth. And people think our words are just sounds, but they're not. They are spirits, and spirits have words that speak out through vessels. Make sure you've been used as a vessel by God and not as a vessel by the enemy. And make sure you're a vessel for the right spirit. See, demons are waiting on you to say something to promote their agenda and for you to say something that God's word did not say. In Corinthians, it says in 2 Corinthians, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. They're not carnal. But on the other hand, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments, stop arguing with them, and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Somebody say Jesus. Amen. So we receive that power and in Jesus. What is the difference, preacher, in the power and authority? Well, you can't have authority without power to back it up. Did you hear me? The power is the channel in which the authority operates, and God's power is demonstrated through the believer today, as we see here in Hebrews, back up to the first chapter and the third verse. It says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. That's right. When Jesus purged our sins himself, took on, that's right, he took on everything on our behalf, and then sat down beside his Father up on high. And all, and that's what the power and authority rested at. And when we become as a believer, we inherit it. That's right. We have bestowed upon us that same power and authority that Jesus had. Wow. How? Because we became heirs and joint heirs with Christ. God built us and set up the authority that no one can stop you. Did you hear me? No one can stop you but you. See, only you have the authority to stop you. And a word from the Lord, and it's time for you to speak. Use your God-given power and authority from on high. Use that word of God. And it's time for you to speak Jesus out of your mouth and speak it boldly out of, in your praise and in your prayer. See, the length of your prayer and using big words do not impress God. I mean, you can be the deacon, get up and use all the fancy introduction of your prayer and all of the fancy theatrics and rhetoric, but it does not guarantee it will be heard. Jesus told the Pharisees that just because you speak doesn't necessarily mean it went anywhere. Prayer is not a decision you made. It is a command from God. And when you do what is commanded, he then delivers what he promised. Prayer is a petition or a legal appeal to a governmental official and has a constitutional right. That's the definition of it in the natural. And as a believer, born again Christian, we have a spiritual right to petition or call upon God's throne, the heavenly governmental office for a Christian is God's throne in heaven. And it says in the scripture, approach or petition or come to his throne boldly, come boldly to the throne of grace. And prayer is the very thing that a believer is to do. It is expected for us to pray to God. You can be driving down the road and count a conversation with God. You don't have to close your eyes, and you don't close your eyes while you're driving. That's right. It is a conversation. It is a communion. We commune with God in a relational communication. And I'm focused on prayer because it is an opportunity for you and I to speak words with our Creator God. But there's a problem. Prayer, or speaking biblical, divine, and prayerful words, is the most talked about but the least practiced. Are you listening? We talk about prayer. We use the words, yeah, prayer, but it's the least practiced. Look at it. Prayer meeting at your church don't have but a few faithful folk to come, a few officers, if any. Just three or four ladies maybe who will call themselves, or they are called intercessors, which is mean they are interceding on everyone's behalf, because if they don't do it, there may not be any prayer going on in the church. Most of the time, the church doesn't pray together until they get together in Sunday morning program. Perhaps this is why the church seems to be split, fighting, weak, behind. And when I say the church, I'm talking about churches as a whole. You can go in the barbershop, beauty salon, all you do is hear about some church split, or they're against the pastor, or the pastor's against them. And while they're in the midst of all of this confusion and seem to be asleep, the world is turning upside down. And the church is at home watching as the world turns. I mean for real this time and not a soap opera. And the church is not speaking words against anything and not speaking words on behalf of God's principles. Watch out. The church is just quiet and not speaking anything at a time and an hour that they supposed to be on the watchtower. And we have a command to subdue the earth and have dominion over it. Not the world subdue us, and not for the world to dominate over us. We are to be the head and not the tail. We are to be victorious and not losing. We are to be out front with the light shining so bright that the world will see and glorify our Father in heaven. And what happens on earth depends on us. That's right. That's a word. The young people will call it word up. Amen. And so we rather sing in the choir or park cars than to pray in church. Church, is it our fault that people are not comfortable praying in church? Did we mistakenly promote prayer as something only special people or special deacon or special person that has the right voice and know how to express it and use big words? Did we promote prayer in church that the regular, so-called regular believer that would not be good enough or holy enough to do? See, prayer is a spiritual act of just talking with God. Oh, you can do it just like you talking to your friends. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. See, no need to go to school for it. You don't have to go to school to learn how to pray. You don't have to get on Zoom and be on Zoom, the workshops and all of that to hear how to talk with God. The old folks said, just have a little talk with Jesus. Have a little talk with God through Jesus and tell him all about it. He will hear your prayer. Amen. He answer it by thanksgiving. Come to God with thanksgiving on your heart. That's right. A thankful heart. And he'll give you an opportunity to tell him all about it and to make all your requests known to him. In other words, come boldly to the throne of God. Someone wrote a song, I want to be more and more like Jesus. I want to walk like him. I want to talk like him. Each and every day of my life. More and more just like Jesus. More of you is all I need. Oh, understand now that you can stand where Jesus stood on the word of God. And look at what Jesus did when he went to the cross. They crucified him, they beat him, they mutilated him beyond recognition, but he was still standing on the promises of God. Oh, stand on the promises of God this morning. Stand on the word of God. That's right. Stand on the solid rock. All of the ground is sinking, saying, let the Holy Spirit of God use you to speak words of God's righteousness and believe in those words, for his word is true. Oh, somebody ought to say, Lord, I'll speak. Lord, here I am. Send me. Speak through me. Tell me what you want to say. Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, use me in a mighty way. Oh, today, use me tomorrow. Use me when adversity in my life. Lord, I want to be able to be bold enough to stand. Stand for righteousness. Stand when it's not popular. Stand when everybody else have turned and walked away. Oh, I won't run, nor will I be defeated, because I have the word of Jesus. I have the word of God, and Jesus is the word, because in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was Jesus. And that same Jesus is sitting now on the right hand of God, interceding on our behalf, waiting for us to come boldly with confidence and come with faith, knowing that we have approached the right throne of grace as a believing child of God. Amen. Tell him thank you. Is there one this morning? Amen. Amen. A right now, short passage, but very boldly, word of God. Amen. Tell God thank you. Is there one right now? Right now, who want to be able to come to that throne of grace as a believer, name written in the Lamb Book of Life. If there's one right now, just all you have to do, the Bible said, is just confess. It means to acknowledge Jesus as your Lord. When you acknowledge Jesus as the Lord of God, just repeat after me, our Father God in heaven, I now want to say thank you for your son Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart, creating me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Lord, I accept Jesus as my Lord. Lord over my life. Lord over my mind, body, and soul. Lead me and guide me. I yield now to you for Jesus to be my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Tell him thank you. You're saved now. Saved from what? You're saved from a burning hell. Amen. Now you got the right to the tree of life. I want to pray over you. I want to pray. Some of you have been dealing with some things and the enemy is interfering and got his foot on some things and some evilness is coming around you. I want to pray for you right now. Join with me, prayer warriors. Will you join me right now? Cover me under the blood of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I cancel every negative word that have been spoken over these people and who, and any negative word have been spoken over me. Every negative word that I have ever released, and any negative word that they have released that have been against you, or against your will, Father God, any negative word that we have used in a negative way of unbelief that had been against your plan for our life and the lives of others, I ask you now, we all asking you now to forgive us for doing that. And I now cancel in the name of Jesus any of the negative thoughts. I pray, Lord, that from this day, that we are asking you to give us the understanding and conviction from the Holy Ghost when we go contrary or we go in the wrong direction against the word of God. Lord, help us and guide us to say what you say. Help us to say what your word say in every situation, and for us to say it boldly and to stand firmly on your word. Oh, from this day forward, we shall win and never lose. We shall be on top and not under the bottom. And we shall be the head and not the tail. And right now, we accept it, we believe, and we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Amen. Tell him thank you. The word of God cover you, have covered your sickness, covered anything that's coming up against you. You speak the word of God on it. Don't speak negative. Don't join in with the enemy and speak negative against it. Don't speak to me, yeah, I guess it's right, that bad report, I guess right. No, don't accept that. I didn't say be in denial, but don't put the word of God, because he said that the plans I have from you from the beginning, before your mother even knew you was in the womb, my plans I have for you, God said, for it was good for you to be in good health and do prosper. That's the word of God. Speak words boldly, just like Jesus. Be more and more like Jesus. Amen. Well, for more information on this church, True Community Church, go to our website, truecommunitychurch.com. Now, I'm Pastor Wilson for True Community Church, where everybody is somebody, and Jesus is our Lord. Oh, 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 oh.
have been days from the start. Not one moment have we ever been apart. When no one is around, you are there. Yes, you are. Through all my up and down, Lord, you were there. Jesus, you're the best friend, the best friend I've ever had, I've ever had. Woo. Yeah, yeah. You're my favorite company, oh Lord, oh, oh. When I'm with you, there's no other place I'd rather be. Oh, oh. And Lord, only you I can stand. Just a turn. When my back's against the wall, I know you'll answer my call. That is why I call you my best friend. When no one is around, yeah, you are there. Jesus, you're the best friend. You're the only one for me.
He is my faithful God. you're looking for breakthrough, it's in the room right now. You name it, he overcame it. If you ever been looking for change to break, it's here, it's now, but he overcame it. You name it, he overcame it.
People try to tell me I'm not worthy of my destiny, but I'm so glad they didn't give it to me. They were not there when I cried, Lord, I need your help. And you just for me, yeah. I don't mean to be selfish, but he did it for me, yeah.
That's why I need. That's why I need. I need your touch tonight.
Touch me.
Your unchanging hand.
Touch me.
That will not waver.
Touch me.
Even when I'm worried. And worn out and filled with doubts about tomorrow. Cause I felt this pain yesterday. Cause I made so many mistakes. I mean, I stumbled and sinned. And I did not think I could ever be made over, cleaned up. But somehow I believe tonight. If you put your healing hand on me,
touch me.
Every one of my sins, every one of my sins will be washed away. I want to be made over. I want to be made over. Everything I've ever needed, healing, peace, joy, unspeakable joy.
Little children, go where I send thee.
How will you send me?
I'm gonna send you one by one, because one was a little bitty
baby,
born by the Virgin
Mary.
No.